Orange County lawyer, TikTok star wants to take on Representative Michelle Steele. Commentary. In recent Orange County news, University of California, Irvine Law School alumna Cheyenne Hunt has thrown her hat in the ring to compete for the 45th Congressional District in 2024. Kim Bernice Nguyen, a Garden Grove City Councilwoman, has also announced her candidacy, along with Brea lawyer Aditya Pai. Currently, Representative Michelle Steele represents the 45th District and previously served one term in the 48th District. Steele also has served on the Orange County Board of Supervisors and the California State Board of Equalization. By contrast, progressive Cheyenne Hunt spent some time in Washington, D.C., working for Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar. Hunt is a TikTok influencer with a large following in Southern California. While it is commendable that Hunt says she is concerned about TikTok and its relationship to the Chinese Communist Party, she continues to utilize the app in her campaign. How can a serious candidate who appears to be concerned about national security continue to use TikTok? Is Hunt unaware that this app could jeopardize her own security along with that of her many followers? Federal Communications Commission official Brendan Carr has aptly described TikTok as Beijing's digital fentanyl. A CCP official sits on the board of TikTok, a subsidiary of ByteDance Limited, which is located in China. The CCP is very clever with the bifurcation of the Western version of TikTok and the Chinese version. Chinese youngsters aren't allowed to use Douyin for lengthy periods of time each day, and the content is heavily moderated. By contrast, TikTok in the US unleashes short video clips with varying content, and some of the material doesn't discourage self-harm. There are no restrictions on its use unless parents monitor it and youngsters exhaust themselves with a fixation on the clips. In other words, it can be addictive and also contain false information delivered from malign actors. Moreover, the CCP can gather private personal data from its users to further divorce them from reality. While Hunt talks a good game regarding the CCP, Michelle Steele is fully aware of the dangers inherent in the TikTok algorithms. She has served in Congress and is privy to the insidious activities of the CCP in its drive to dominate nations through disinformation, technology, trade, and military prowess. Steele consistently stands up for Taiwan and other freedom-loving nations and opposes the hybrid warfare of the People's Republic of China. Steele's campaign manager, Lance Trover, noted this about Steele: according to the Orange County Register, Southern California voters know her record of fighting for lower taxes, standing up to the Chinese Communist Party, and ensuring everyone has a shot at the American dream. Can Hunt say the same thing? While any good citizen at least 25 years of age can run for the House of Representatives, Hunt doesn't seem fully cognizant of the devious foreign policy emanating from the CCP. She appears to have a short attention span regarding the long-term pacing threat of the 21st century. If she took the time to conduct some research, she would wake up to the inherent dangers of TikTok and stop using the app.